Recorded Books presents Warlord Born, The Great Insurrection, Book 1, by David Beers and Michael Anderley. Narrated by John Skelly. Prologue: The Written History of the Great Insurrection. My name isn't important. It has been and will continue to be spoken, but it truly doesn't matter much to this history. I follow, and there is no shame in that for me or any of the legions that do the same. The only important thing about me is who I follow. I stand next to a man who some call a devil, a demon. Others remember him as Odin or Alistair Kane. Some whisper Prometheus when they speak about him, saying he is a god who brings fire to humanity, while others only talk about how the Greek myth was doomed, as this man is. Perhaps it's all true, or perhaps none of it is. That isn't why I write this, to decide one way or another. I don't know how this story ends, neither does he. I only know that he won't quit, which means I will go to whichever destiny he races toward as well. Victory or failure, I will follow him. Whatever name history records, however it records his deeds, I will live or die with him. He is my friend, the greatest I've ever had. Perhaps he isn't the greatest of us all, but he is the one who leads, and while this isn't his story, it is he who will bring it home. Welcome to the Great Insurrection. Chapter 1. The Titans are the best of us, pure of heart, pure of body. They and they alone protect the Commonwealth from humanity's worst instincts. Aurelius De Finita, First Imperial Ascendant. Alistair Kane stood in the back of the elevator, his mech pulse primed to maximum power. Ares stood at his right, shoulder to shoulder, and two rookies in front of them. Alistair didn't know their names, and he didn't like that. Ares hadn't mentioned the two newcomers since the operation began, then saying only, "These are who Control sent." He didn't know the last time he'd performed an operation without knowing the details of every man or woman within his purview, but it certainly hadn't occurred during his time as Primus. "They know," he thought, as the elevator moved up another floor. "They know, and this is the end." Alistair's mech suit covered his entire body, practically a metal exoskeleton that turned even the slightest of his movements into a powerful force that could break concrete. It allowed four men to ride to the 500th floor of a skyscraper without fearing that they'd soon be fighting upwards of 100 combatants. Alistair's left hand held the mech pulse, while his right dropped and lightly touched his whip. It was attached to his mech suit, one of his oldest friends. He shouldn't need the weapon for this operation, but no Titan would enter an operation without it. "They know," his mind whispered again. "Control knows. But that would mean Ares knows. And there isn't any way they'd send him. He wouldn't hurt you. Not in this life or the next." Alistair didn't turn his head to look at his protege, just kept staring forward. They had about 100 more floors to climb. By now, the subversives would know something was wrong. The building had been completely shut down. Their windows were no longer working, and attempts to fly vehicles to the top floor were being denied. Most likely, the subversives could see the elevator rising, at least digitally. Those on the top floor were probably preparing for the arrival of the Titans. Alistair always wondered what that felt like, knowing fate had decided your time to die was here, and you could do nothing about it. For Alistair and his Titans, there were less dangerous ways to go about putting these subversives down. They could have simply used the mech suit's jets to fly to the correct level, but that didn't fit the purpose. Control, indeed, the Commonwealth as a whole, wanted the subversives to understand they had no hope. Once they were found, the entire building they occupied quit obeying their commands and would only obey Control's. Thus, the elevator's slow creep upward, moving toward fate. The mech suits were climate-controlled. Alistair kept
Sample complete. Ready to continue?